Coast Radio News for Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. I'm George Henry. We've been hearing it over and over from the state, county, and local officials that gathering for the holidays could cause a significant rise in COVID-19 infections. 8 months into the pandemic, Governor Kate Brown, in a new ad campaign, is hoping to get the message out about how critical it is to stay home and stay safe. Oregon COVID-19 numbers continue to soar compared to the summertime numbers. The governor has issued a new public awareness campaign that began hitting television, radio, and social media pages this week. Brown says that while holidays are normally a time for friends and family to gather together, under the pandemic it could be a deadly time. While the percentages of deaths are not astronomical, it's hard to predict who might succumb to the virus, and the latest numbers out from the CDC show that many asymptomatic people are unknowingly helping to spread the virus. Brown says we need to rethink the holidays and limit our interactions and continue to wear masks. Yesterday, the OHA reported a record single-day total of deaths in the state as the virus continues to spread. Another COVID-19 case has been reported for the 97439 zip code. Yesterday's numbers from Lane County showed the current total as 42 as the county climbs to 4,001 cases overall. There were 88 new cases reported yesterday and 2 new deaths in the county. Statewide, there were 21 deaths attributed to the coronavirus yesterday, which is a one-day record total for the state. Many of those deaths were in the elderly with underlying health conditions. There were 1,011 new cases reported, bringing the state total to 67,333. There is an urgent need for blood across the state as the holiday season is also a time for increased activities on the highways and at home. It is also a time where traveling usually is a cause for decreased blood donations. There will be a series of blood drives conducted by BloodWorks Northwest over the next several weeks, December 8th and 9th, and again on December 15th and 16th at Cayuse Law Middle School. Connie Bradley, an RN that works with BloodWorks Northwest, says supplies are at a critical level. The Thanksgiving holiday is normally a time when we see a spike in gasoline prices, but Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon says this year is much different. Oregon has seen no price change prior to the holiday week, and even though media outlets are reporting decent travel numbers, under the circumstances, Dodds says overall there is a 10% drop forecast, and AAA is predicting it may even be greater. Average local prices for a gallon of regular gas are unchanged and are still resting at $2.30 a gallon. Dodd says this season will be the first decrease in holiday travel since 2008, when the country was experiencing a Great Recession. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, November 25th, 2020.